Pee-wee and I had breakfast together. I asked him if he liked the army, and he said it was okay.
"You got all this chicken shit to go through," he said, "and I don't like that. But this is the first place I ever been in my life where I got what everybody else got."
What does that mean?
Back home, when everybody got new sneakers, I didn't get none,
Pee-wee said.
Either moms didn't have the money, or she had the money and we had to get some other stupid thing, like food. When everybody got a bike, I didn't get one because there was no way we could get a bike. But if anybody got in the army, I got. You got a gun, I got a gun. You got a gun, I got a gun. You got boots, I got boots. You eat this lousy ass chip beef on toast, guess what I eat?
Lousy ass chip beef on toast, I said. Pee-wee's grin just about filled the mess tent. Most of the day was spent sitting around. Some of the guys were talking about how hard they had had it in basic training. They all had the same stories no matter where they had taken basic. I thought the stories were probably part of the training. There were a lot of black guys. I didn't think there would be so many. Some of them stayed off to themselves, but one guy was making the rounds of all the other blacks.
The way I figure it, we gotta stick together over here.
He had three rings on the hand he waved in the air.
I can't trust no whitey to watch my back when the deal go down.
So what do you want to do? I asked.
We gotta make an oath or something,
Rings said.
You know, mingle some blood. That's symbolic of what we're going to be about over here in this strange land.
The dude was serious. I watched him take out a pocket knife and cut his wrist. Then he handed the knife to Pee-wee.
You gotta be out your mind, Pee-wee said. You sitting there cutting your own damn self. You don't need nobody watching your back.
You don't understand, Ring said.
This is symbolic of our common African blood.
Yeah, all that is cool, but I want my common African blood in my common African veins,
Pee-wee said.
You ignorant,
Rings pointed at Pee-wee.
Maybe I am, but I ain't bleeding.
Rings shook his head and slid the knife across the table to me. I got hemophilia, I said. If I cut myself, I won't stop bleeding.
You are Uncle Tom, which you is, Rings said. If you had some damn hemophilia, they wouldn't have had you in no army.
He grabbed his knife, got up, and walked away. I watched him go.
That fool is crazy,
Pee-wee said. I don't know. He might have something, I said.
Well, whatever he got, he can sure keep it. Set up the checkers.
We played checkers until it was time for chow, the same way we had the day before. Then we ate chow and played checkers in the afternoon.